The Fort Hays State University Neuromuscular Wellness Center has a new person in charge. Luke Riley stops by to tell us about himself and a little bit about the center on this episode of the Post Podcast.
I'm a new assistant professor at Fort Hays State University within the HHP, which is Health and Human Performance. I'm a physical therapist by trade, switched over to academia just this year, but I wanted to talk about some of the service-based programs we have on campus. What we're in charge of is the Neuromuscular Wellness Center. So essentially what that is just think of it like a gym or a miniature PT clinic. It's there to provide an access, a resource for community members who have neuromuscular diseases. If they want to work on physical fitness, functional mobility, quality of life, or just to stay active, we'll serve those populations. A lot of the times when you have a specific disease that's kind of chronic in nature and does not improve over time, just based on how the disease progresses pathology-wise, you know, you can only do so much physical therapy before someone's going to have to pay for it, not just insurance. So, you know, if you get to a point where you meet your cap, you need to look for a place, we're a good place to do that. What's nice is we're staffed by two full-time faculty, myself and then Macy Klaus. We both bring clinical experience. She is experienced in cardiac rehabilitation and pulmonary rehab. I come with a physical therapy background. And then we also have a lot of students that get involved with the program as well.
Love that. You know, I've had the opportunity over the years to do some stories with physical therapists, and it's such an interesting kind of field. It's I think most people think of it as just an extension of like a massage or a yoga class, but really it's more in depth than that, right?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, within the realm of physical therapy, most people come to physical therapy for pain, but one of the things pain does is it causes dysfunction, whether it's emotionally, physically, however you want. So those are the things we try to address. You know, if you come to us and say, hey, I can't swing my tennis racket anymore because my elbow hurts, what do I need to do? We find a plan. We give you some interventions, some exercise stretches to help you figure that out. Mm-hmm. But there is massage involved, but there's a lot of other things as well. People just tend to like to massage the best.
Oh, I imagine that. So you say this is open to the community. How do folks get involved, or how do they take advantage of those services?
Yeah, so they can just get a hold of us anywhere at Fort Hays State University, and they get a hold of me. I can give you my email, or I don't have a phone number on me for my office. I don't know that quite yet. I just started, so.
Fair enough. You know what? I've been here 3 years. I can't tell you my office line either. Sorry, everybody listening.
Yeah.
I just use my cell phone.
So it is $45 a month. You pay as a membership, and then you can come Monday through Friday every single day if you'd like to. We can give you different hours. We try to give it open up for general hours in the morning. Because it's no longer staffed by a full-time position, it's faculty running it, the hours have changed a little bit, but we try to be as flexible as possible.
Okay. So is there, you mentioned insurance. Is this covered at all by insurance, or are you guys strictly like a cash kind of service provider?
This is strictly cash service provider. We do not bill insurance. Now, the neat thing is now, you know, say you do want someone to provide you with a little bit more guidance, supervision, because you're a big fall risk, you have these certain things going on, and you want someone maybe more than a personal trainer or a fitness expert working you. Being a physical therapist, I can guide you through that stuff, give you the exercises you need, maybe do some hands-on strategies. And the nice part is we don't have to bill insurance, so we're not restricted or limited by anything.
Okay. And then I wonder if you want to talk, Luke, a little bit about the role the students play in this. Because, I mean, it's on campus. It's mm-hmm. probably an academic kind of training exercise for them. But how does that all work together?
Yeah. So we use it a lot for professional development. And a lot of kids are going pre-professional programs. So this gives them an experience to be hands-on and actually see some people in the clinic with real disease, real diagnosis, and then get to work with clinicians like Macy and I.
You know, historically, did the students always kind of have that track where they were seeing those hands-on, or is that relatively new kind of part of the field?
It's been going on for quite a while. I think they've had this for 5 or 6 years, somewhere along those lines. I'm not 100% sure, but with myself being in the clinic now, we have a more clinical approach. I believe we can start doing some more stuff to get them a little bit more specific into different tracks professionally they want to take.
Okay. You know, I'm just curious, what does a training track look like? Is that a standard four-year program, or is it kind of like a doctor program where they have the post-secondary and they have to do specialized training and all that mm-hmm. to get certified or
sure. Whatever. Well, I'll talk about physical therapy. So if you go pre-professional PT at Fort Hays, you're going to get your four-year bachelor's degree. You'll have some specific prereqs you have to take. And then after that, you'll go to a post-professional or postgraduate school, which is going to be 3 years, and you'll end up with a doctorate of physical therapy. So it's 4 years of a bachelor's. You apply to whatever program you want to get into, and then it's 3 years of additional graduate work.
Oh, okay. So yeah, it's like a doctor. Mm-hmm, lots of training and lots of education. I love that because that's, you know, you think about these things, and it seems like Google now, everything is accessible. You can look it up. You can learn, you can learn those exercises, but having that specialized training and having that people direct you, probably when you're talking about especially physical health, is a much better way to go. And having them have that training probably is invaluable to them in the field, right?
Absolutely. And the nice part is they learn to work with patients and console them. So, in the medical field, you go to see the doctor, you're going to see the doctor for 4.5 minutes. When you come see a physical therapist or work with a clinician, you're going to see them for 45 minutes to an hour. So there's a lot of personal one-on-one relationships. They start to figure out how to talk to different generations. There's many years difference between most people they're going to work with. So trying to learn how to communicate and relate to them, not be offensive and kind of find things they're interested in is a really nice aspect. They learn to develop their soft skills very well.
Yeah. And, we're hearing more and more about that and how important those are in almost every academic pursuit, but especially out in the workforce, having those abilities and those skills kind of translates to everything we do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
With this program as well, I wonder if you want to talk a little bit about some of the, I don't know what the right word would be, but some of the maybe the specifics. Like, what does the physical therapy look like? Or is it just so different for everybody that it doesn't take any sort of standard track?
Yeah. So, in general, we're going to be working on making sure people aren't high fall risk. So if you come in and say you have difficulty walking, we call that gait training. If you're in a wheelchair and you want to be able to get up and transfer, move around a little bit, those are things we can work on. A lot of it is technique based, making sure you do it safely and appropriately and efficiently based on whatever you have going on. The students like to work on the gait training because it's interesting for them to see how different people walk, to learn those different techniques. And the whole goal is to keep you more independent so you're not having to go live in a nursing home or do something along those lines. But yeah, it's different for everyone. A lot of it's going to involve the gait training, cardiovascular training, strength training. There's different balance techniques. We don't do a lot of hands-on manual there. That's kind of not the point, but if that needs to be done, we can do a little bit of that too.
Okay. Well, we've got we've got under a minute left. I wonder if you want to share any last thoughts or anything else before we go.
No, I just say if you're interested, please try to get a hold of us. I did not bring my contact information, so I'll get that to you, James. But anyone that's really thinking about, hey, I just want to get active and get involved, but I've got certain things going on where I really want to be supervised, we'd be a great place, a great fit for you.